It is Friday, August 30th, 2013. This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Callums.
And I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
Ozarks at Large is underwritten by Walton Family Charitable Support Foundation.
The Banff Mountain Film Festival World Tour will present a big screen journey from exotic locations and whitewater paddling to climbers reaching the highest mountain peaks. Banff Film Festival will visit Fayetteville at the UARC Global Campus Auditorium on Thursday, September 12th and Friday the 13th. Tickets and more information are available at FayettevilleBanff.com.
Ahead on the program, new enrollment numbers at the University of Arkansas and the continued watch for chronic wasting disease in Arkansas deer.
Plus, Circle of Life Hospice prepares for the years ahead, and the three-person band Olassa brings all kinds of instruments into the Furman Garner Performance Studio.
First, Lieutenant Governor Mark Dar is withdrawing from the race for the 4th District seat in U.S. Congress. Though Dar filed an ethics complaint against himself about a week ago regarding discrepancies with his campaign financial disclosures, no ethics panel ruling has been issued yet. Jay Barth, a political scientist with Hendricks University, says Lieutenant Governor Dar's withdrawal from the race prior to any rulings may have to do a lot with a recent string of ethics problems for state officials.
Mark Dar was someone for whom potential ethics violations, you know, came to the surface at a time where those issues are very sensitive in the Arkansas political environment because of the Bookout resignation. And although it's a very different case, the Martha Shoffner resignation, you know, created an environment where I think there is a tremendous amount of sensitivity about ethics violations.
In Lieutenant Governor Dar's self-report to the Ethics Committee, he claimed expenses should have been classified as debt repayment from the campaign. The potential violations were initially revealed by the blog The Blue Hog Report prior to the Lieutenant Governor's report to the Ethics Committee. Jay Barth says the way in which the potential ethics violations were revealed is a result of what he calls an empowered citizenry.
I think one of the more interesting parts of the story is the fact that these forms that had these problematic filings have been sitting there for now 2 or 3 years, and it really did take a kind of citizen blogger to uncover some of these challenges. And I do think it does show in some ways the power of the internet and the power of rank and file citizens kind of to use this information in a way that has historically not been used by mainstream media.
Barth says Mark Dar's withdrawal did not create much of an ideological void among candidates. The Republican primary field is now down to 2, State House Majority Leader Bruce Westerman and Hot Springs businessman Tommy Mall.
The Arkansas Game and Fish Commission is working with landowners and other agencies to convert farmland back to woodlands and wetlands. The long-term project, started in conjunction with Ducks Unlimited and the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, wants to make the land available for residents who wish to hunt, fish, and camp on the land. Waterfowl Project Coordinator Luke Naylor says while initial steps still need to be taken, the reaction from those involved has been extremely positive.
There's a lot of landowners there that have a strong desire to see this land back into its original state that as it was 50 to 100 years ago prior to clearing. There's a lot of landowners, like the ones in this case, who believe that this land never should have been cleared in the first place. And those are the type of land that these programs, like the Wetland Reserve Program, really target.
The Game and Fish Commission will continue to meet with other organizations invested in the project to determine solutions for quick conversion.
The Arkansas Department of Environmental Quality will soon hold a public meeting in Yellville regarding the renewal of 2 wastewater discharge permits for National Park Service facilities on the Buffalo National River. Those permits are for the Buffalo Point Lower Plant and the Buffalo Point Upper Plant, both of which discharge treated wastewater into the Buffalo River. The meeting will be held at 6 p.m. October 1st at the Yellville Summit School District Cafeteria.
The Northwest Arkansas Naturals are keeping playoff hopes alive during the final week of the regular season. Last night, the Nats defeated Tulsa 2-0 at Arvis Ballpark in Springdale to remain 2 games out of first place behind the Arkansas Travelers. The Naturals host their last regular season game tonight at 7 and then finish the season with 3 games this weekend in North Little Rock against the Travelers. There is a 20% chance of early evening showers tonight, then mostly clear with lows in the 70s. Tomorrow, sunny with highs from 96 to 99. Saturday night, a few clouds with lows between 72 and 77. And Sunday, there's a 30% chance of afternoon thunderstorms with highs in the mid-90s in northwest Arkansas and the upper 90s in the Arkansas River Valley.